happens, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening, and this is the evening news for today, Wednesday, August 29th, 2018. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. In the headlines, DBF calls for the intermediate addressing of the critical issues of air access improvement and foreign direct investment and national security concerns. WAPA Industries partners with collaborates at Hurricane Preparedness Workshop and memorial tributes to Senator John McCain open in Arizona Capitol. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. The details of these stories are more coming up.
Why not stay in? Turn off your alarm clock and stay in on your perfect mattress for as long as you like. Only at Quartz. Choose your comfort and size for only $8.99 or $10 weekly and save up to $500. Get what you want now. With Ready Finance, there's no down payment and you pay nothing for 30 days. So turn off that alarm clock and stay in as long as you like. Only at Quartz. Bringing value home.
And we're back. The DBF calls for immediate addressing of the critical issues of air access improvement, foreign direct investment, and national security concerns, which will enhance private sector investment in the Dominican society. Meanwhile, DBF President Sever McKenzie is calling on private enterprises to support their local respective business organizations, such as the DAIC, DMA, DHTA, DF, BCAD, and the DCSI, as this is where their interests are protected. The Dominica Business Forum Inc. is also demanding that the private sector participate in the DBF consultations when convened.
The DBF therefore calls for policymakers, leaders of political parties, leaders of the business support organizations, and leaders of the civil society organizations to begin the dialogue that would provide strategic approaches and solutions that remove bottlenecks to investments. The DBF reiterates the urgent need to immediately address the critical issues of air access improvement, foreign direct investment, and national security concerns that will enhance private sector investment in the Dominican society. Meanwhile, the Dominican Business Forum calls on private enterprises to support their respective organizations, such as the DAIC, the DMA, the DHTA, DF, BCAD, the CSI, because this is where their interests are protected. The Dominica Business Forum, Inc. also calls on the private sector to participate in the DBF consultations when convened. The Dominica Business Forum, Inc. is legally incorporated under the Companies Act of the Commonwealth of Dominica as the private representative body of the aforementioned organizations.
That was DBF President Sever McKenzie. And sharing and promoting the idea of sustainable living is the organization Resilient Dominica. The company says that the intentions here in Dominica is that villages and citizens will have access to electrical power soon after the impact of a major hurricane or storm. Meantime, manager for Resilient Dominica, Simon Walsh, says that the company's vision is to be able to have sustainable energy and also making homes more resilient in the end.
No matter what the government decides, and they're making good decisions about geothermal and hydroelectricity and all of these things, that the electricity is still distributed into our communities over the same lines of distribution. And those lines are telephone poles and wires that run close to the sea and get broken during hurricanes and big waves. So for many of our communities, that is not an immediate resiliency solution. But what is very resilient and very immediate is to put solar panels on your roof. You take them off before the storm. When the storm passes, you put them back up, and then you can have electricity the day after, Maria. You could have electricity in your house that would be shareable amongst your community. So the goal of what we're doing is actually proof of concept, because we just went up to Miami and met with the Clinton Foundation, and we met and sat with people from all over the world, basically, that were looking to help places that have been hit by hurricanes. And most of them are looking at different types of solutions than what we have proposed. They're looking at putting a large solar field somewhere where that is, again, you're generating a lot of electricity, but you're on a huge, what you need is a huge flat piece of land, which we don't have a lot in Dominica. We cannot be taking over our sports fields or our flat lands and using them. The other things they're using in some areas in Puerto Rico right now are large commercial roofs, which could happen a little bit in Dominica, but in Point Michel, no. In Soufrière, no. In Scott's Head, no. So our approach of using residential houses to do small microgrids is being looked at, and we've already got people supporting and wanting to come on board and do more.
That was Project Manager for Resilient Dominica, Simon Walsh. And the leader of the Freedom Party, Kenty Vital, has responded to statements made by critics that former DFP deputy leader and now UWP Soufrière candidate Dr. Sam Christian's departure was one of a major blow to his party. Vital stated that Dr. Christian's departure from the Freedom Party was not a blow to the party and that Dr. Christian left by his own will and conviction.
I do not believe Sam got into trouble with the DFP. In fact, he was the one who resigned. Nobody pushed him out. Nobody asked him to resign. He resigned. So he did not get into trouble. He chose to leave. So by saying he got into trouble, it kind of gives a false impression. Sure, we had disagreements with Sam on matters of strategy. But when you're part of a team, you sometimes have to go with the agreement of the team at the time. And if you can't do that, it means that you're not a team player. And if you cannot be a team player and you choose to remove yourself from the party, then so be it. And to our mind, that's part of what Sam did. He removed himself. He was not fired.
That was the leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kent Vital. And the government has drafted a plan of action to ensure that residents of Dominica would have a roof over their heads and feel secure for the different village councils spread across the country. Ministry of Housing has provided several disbursements of funding after Hurricane Maria to ensure just that, whilst Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Housing, Lucien Blackmore, says that it is clear that in the near future, reconstruction processes will be managed by technical centers which have been set up in seven different districts across the country. He says that some districts will have more than others depending on the size and that it will be staffed by members of Ministry of Housing and Physical Planning Division.
You should be aware that to undertake the redevelopment of the country, the government has made a very informed and deliberate decision to ensure we use the model that we know have worked very well in the past. And that is the model used successfully by the primary healthcare department of the Ministry of Health. And the way they did it was to decentralize the health program by ensuring there were seven health districts. And that's why we're ensuring that we have seven housing or development districts. And they are namely Portsmouth, Marigot, Casabrose, La Plaine, Grand Bay, Roseau, and St. Joseph. The physical planning staff is very important because the whole question of approval, advisory, and very important to ensure that there is compliance and enforcement, building regulation, building code going forward.
That was Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Housing, Lucien Blackmore. And in a press release sent to Q95 FM Radio, Birds Caribbean Executive Director Lisa Sorensen today announced the launch of Betty Peterson Conservation Fund to the advancement and the conservation of birds and habitats in the Caribbean region. With $127,000 already raised towards our first year goal of $150,000, the fund will provide competitive grants to groups or individuals who engaged and are empowering their communities to protect and sustainably benefit from their birds, says Dr. Sorensen. Birds Caribbean will begin accepting applications via their website on September 1st of this year. Betty Peterson, a lifelong resident of Massachusetts, was in her own way a wizard, they say, with nothing more than donating birds, equipment, books, and a bit of cash, she turned the local communities and school kids into committed conservationists and struggling NGOs into recognized players on the inter-American scene and paper parks into real protected areas. And in the process, she reminded us of how rewarding it is to lend a hand when none is expected, said Dr. Sorensen. And the Dominica Charity Foundation and the HR Projects of Switzerland have worked in collaboration to get climate resilience homes donated to families in the area of Marigot. Project organizer and caretaker of the Marigot constituency, Dayton Baptist, shared some of the specifications of the model homes and say that it is up to the latest hurricane standards.
The structure is 20 by 26, make out of 4 by 4 and 1 by 6 and 4 by 8 and screws. And it also is the model of the first-time homes where we use the mortise and tie, and we use these screws and tie each one of the joint. So I can say it can resist some form of hurricane, category 5 possible. So it's a very good structure that I can recommend for our country at this time. Because of the type of screws that we use, it's very flexible. It could move with the movements of the soil, according to how the earthquake, how the soil is rocking. The building won't collapse. These screws will hold it together. They won't break. They will flex with the movements of the soil. So it is a structure that can also stand with earthquake.
Project manager of the HR project of Switzerland, Hans Huskley, says that the structure of the top of the line as well as the material used is top of the line.
It's a fully wooden structure with joints and holes and put all together. And even we have these iron bars to screw it everything together. So it's really hurricane resistant. If something is going to happen in a hurricane, then it will not fall apart. The most thing that can happen here is it takes the whole house and place it on another situation if it's not properly mounted to the foundation. But if you have a proper foundation and you can really bolt it down, then I guarantee really a safe house in a hurricane situation. The wood has to be completely pressure treated, so against termites, that's probably the main concern about we have. But if that is all right, then I think wooden houses are absolutely a solution for this country here.
And a two-day workshop organized by the American Public Power Association, APA, and the Virgin Islands Water and Power Authority, WAPA, highlighted the lessons that were learned and improved, as well as the opportunities in the wake of the 2017 hurricane season, a season that produced two back-to-back Category 5 hurricanes, which devastated WAPA's electric systems. The workshop, held on St. Thomas, August 23rd to 24th, was funded by the U.S. Department of Energy. Event participants included WAPA leadership, staff and governing board members, APA mutual aid team members and responders, and representatives of the U.S. Department of Energy, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the Virgin Island Territorial Emergency Management Agency. The stake is on the ground right now and has about 100 days. That's where we did and that's where we are, and that's really fantastic, said WAPA Executive Director and CEO Lawrence Kufa. He says that we are here today to figure out how we can get power restored better and quicker. That's the real reason we're here today and try to figure it out. Though the panel discussions, roundabout tables and workshop activities were grouped and look back at the restoration of the efforts during the 2017 hurricane season and also highlighted the successes and the flag opportunities for process improvement, the panelists also discussed the logistics involved in restoring electric service to territories in the wake of major disaster noted, and also improvement opportunities in the areas of mutual aid development, investing in critical infrastructures of transformation and distribution lines, including strategic and underground lines, shipping, storing and staging materials, communications across the island and the mainland, and pre-storm contracting with utilities, contractors, port authorities and others. And former colleagues and dignitaries filed past the flag-draped caskets of Senator John McCain inside the Arizona Capitol for the first of several memorial tributes planned for the war hero and two-time Republican president candidate. A hearse bearing McCain's body arrived at the Phoenix State House with a police motorcycle escort for a brief ceremony honoring the Arizona senator who died of brain cancer on Saturday at the age of 81. Governor Doug Ducey and his wife greeted the hearse along with a phalanx of military personnel, war veterans, law enforcement officers and firefighters in dress uniform, and an Arizona National Guard team carried off the coffin into the Capitol Rotunda, followed by family members, the governor and other politicians and guests. Speakers paid tribute for about 30 minutes to McCain's life and legacy. One said that he fought like hell for the causes that he believed in, but along the way he did it with humor and humanity. And without the attendees included the three McCain's one-time Republican colleagues and Arizona's congressional delegation. McCain's wife, Sidney, widely seen as a possible candidate for the appointment to succeed her husband, led a procession of relatives and dignitaries past his casket. The ceremony marked the start of 5 days of tributes in Phoenix and Washington, D.C. for McCain, who would have turned 82 on Wednesday today. Members of the Republic and the public began lining up hours in advance for a casket viewing that was to begin in the afternoon. McCain, who was a Navy pilot and endured 5 to 5.5 years as a prisoner of war after his aircraft was shot down over Hanoi during the Vietnam War, went from a military service into decades long of political career. Following a Phoenix church service on Thursday, McCain's body will be flown to Washington, where he will lie in a state on Friday at the U.S. Capitol before a funeral procession on Saturday at the Washington National Cathedral. McCain will be buried at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland on Sunday. Duque said he was and will be very remembered, deeply remembered. And that was the prime evening news for today, Wednesday, August 29th, 2018. Here's a recap of the headlines. DBF calls on the immediate addressing of the critical issues of air access improvement, foreign direct investment and national security concerns, and WAPA industry partners collaborate at hurricane preparedness. Memorial tributes to Senator John McCain open up in Arizona Capitol. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. If you miss any of our newscasts, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I'm Hassan Robinson.
Of the hour news as it happens.